Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my God. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Angelina Jolie.
It's really weird because I cannot see your face. Last time it wasn't like this, right? Did you move something?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still in the...
Oh, you know what it was? I was higher.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah, that's what it was.
No, I was in this chair, the chair was right here.
We're still in the ghetto studios.
It's free, bitch.
This is Ricky. You're listening to a podcast that is... Whoops, let's turn this down a little bit. That is recorded in the windy city of Chicago.
Yes, it is recorded out of my makeshift office.
It's a something. It's a makeshift something.
Shut your face. It's
so free. Oh my God, I've been so tired this week. Sleepy too. So you guys, we got back on Monday. Well, I got back on Monday. Roger got back on Tuesday from Pride 48. Craziness. Hey. You got other time to read all that stuff.
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, reading. You're not, what did I just say?
That you got back on Monday. Okay. And that you've been really tired.
Okay. Yeah. And that's not what I said. So, you guys, we went to Pride 48 this past weekend, and
it was... For those of you who have not heard.
Amazing!
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
Oh, really? It wasn't amazing. Oh, okay. Whatever. Of course, Negative Nancy has something to say. We're going to try to keep this positive, a positive podcast. Mm. Okay? So, how was your week?
Mm.
Positive.
My week has actually been relatively good. I got back on Tuesday, and it was, I'm very exhausted. Like, going to Florida, having a day to come back to work, and then work that day, Wednesday, work half day Thursday to get right back on a plane to come back to Vegas, and then not even, like, really just kind of rest, just kind of be thrown into, like, party it up again. It takes a lot out of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was lucky that I got to vacation in Florida, but it's kind of hard when you're really relaxed and then to sort of get into like this whole like, ooh, yeah, you got to be on all the time. Like, that's hard. So it kind of takes a toll on you, especially when you're... I should have taken Wednesday off just to have a day to kind of compress. Decompress, I should have. I should say, and get back into the swing of things. So it's been kind of like... what day is it today? You know, this morning I woke up and I literally was like, oh my God, it's 7 o'clock and I need to get ready for work. I'm going to be so fucking late. Yeah. Saturday. Hi.
Tuesday when I went to work, I didn't even know my name. I was like, who? People at work were like, you must have had you a crazy weekend. I was like, I don't even talk about it. I can't talk right now. I wasn't late to work because I have any time from 7:30 to 9:30 to show up.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, normally I'm there at like 7:30 because I want to get the fuck out.
Right, right.
So I got there at like 9:10 and they're like, They give me judgy eyes. They were judging me.
Like you did the walk of shame.
Right. So I guess you all have already heard the Pride 48 show, so that's cool.
Hopefully.
What did you think about like... All right, let me ask you some questions.
Let's say sex, since I'm sorry, I'm going to move this out of the way because I can't really.
And we're going to try to keep this as positive as possible.
Yes. Well, no, there's no. You know what? We'll start the dissection. So I have to say, you know, When I arrived, I was very, I'm not going to say I was apprehensive. I didn't know what to expect. I know you had sort of.
Doesn't that mean apprehensive?
No, because I think apprehension, if there's any apprehension, I think there's always a little bit of negative connotation to that because there's always kind of like something bad is going to happen. So you're like, no, I just didn't know what to expect. I think you kind of prepped me a little bit as to just with certain things, just because you had been to all of them prior to this one, obviously. So you kind of knew like how things, the motion and all that stuff. So you kind of
how things moved, what we did, how we did things,
like just certain events and things like that. So I kind of knew those things, but still, I think, and even in that regard, I still didn't know what to expect just out of those situations. And then you throw personalities into that. So that's also another thing that you have to kind of just kind of have to be like, okay, how are people going to be mindful of that? Thank you.
Because you, girl, you got a personality.
I have a mouth that sometimes gets me in trouble.
And it didn't that I know of.
No, I hope I didn't. I don't think I did. But you know what, though? Honestly, like from the moment I got there, I was greeted by three lovely faces. Yours, Melinda, Melissa Miranda, and
Gary.
Gary. I was going to say Greg, but Gary, who picked me up from the airport, which was very nice of you guys.
I know.
And that was very nice to like see someone that I knew, because I was kind of afraid of like, I didn't know who to expect that was going to pick me up.
Gary asked me if I would go.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, but I'm going to miss the pizza party. I'm just kidding. And I was like, Melinda, you want to go? And she's like, sure. So he's like, I don't even know what he looks like. So could you go with me just to make sure that get the right person? I'm like, yeah, I'll go with you.
So it was nice, because then it was like, oh, it kind of diffused my like my anxiety, because I was a little anxious to get there. And, you know, not to sound a little full of myself, but I knew like a lot of people were kind of, seeing as I was a replacement, because let's face it, going into this whole thing, I was already known as the replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like strange to go in and people kind of, ooh, what's this person going to be like? We've already heard.
What's the drama drums? Right,
exactly. So it's like, who's this person that has replaced, you know, or who has come and taken over this part? And so I was already a little anxious about that, because I'm like, oh my God, what are they expecting? Like, do I need to turn it up? Do I need to turn it down? What part of my personality do I need to display? Which I know that sounds like it's very sort of robotic or whatever, but you know, it's people sort of, when you do something like this, it's kind of when you go to a party and you have friends and you are known as a particular type of friend, you know,
but you have five different groups of friends, right? And you don't know which person to be.
So it's like, if you're the funny one, if you're the like mean one, if you're like this one, you know, and you're always known as that type of person, it's like people sort of expect that part of you to come out. And so I was kind of like, oh my God, I don't know what these people are going to expect of me. And so I was a little nervous. But as soon as I got there, I mean, honestly, everyone was very welcoming, and it was very nice to feel that. And for the most part, everyone was very welcoming, and everyone was just, you know, hey, it's so nice to meet you. It's nice to know, you know, who put a face to the name and all that stuff. So it was fun. I had a really good time. There were, you know, certain people that were, I gravitated towards more. I love Mommy from Hell.
Aww,
I
love her, Melinda, to death. Oh my God, we had the best time with her.
I was so sad when I came. Like, literally, when I came back to work on Wednesday. Well, actually, that's not true. When I got home on Tuesday, I was watching. I caught up on, like, I was just, like, I finally got home at, like, 7. And I was watching, catching up on some of my shows that I had missed. And I was watching Top Chef, like, the last episode. I was bawling my eyes out, because it had like a little sad moment. Literally bawling my eyes out. Not because of, a little bit because of what was going on TV, but because I was so fucking sad. I was like, oh, I don't have.
It's like going to summer camp and having to leave your best friend that you had for a week.
Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, it is really hard to go and be with friends, have a great time, and then come back and it's like, you can't have that great with time friends with them all the time again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and they're not within a distance. You know, right. You can just be like, hey, I'm going to drive over.
From a distance.
But yeah, I think overall, I do have to say that, and I've posted it on Facebook. I'm sure a lot of you have read it. Like, honestly, like a lot of the people that I got the time to know on a personal level, or that I spoke to on a personal level, I think, you know, these are certainly people that I feel like I will know for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that these are people that, you know, as you have become friends with them for a long time, that they will become friends for me for a long time. And that you will know them, I would probably say, for a lifetime. They may not be best friends. They may not be friends that you will, you know, move in the vicinity or close by, but they will definitely be friends that, you know, as that you can turn to if you need something or whatever. Which is, that to me is important, because I like to make deep connections with people. And, you know, and this week, that weekend, or this past weekend going down there, you know, I met some really cool people, and mm-hmm. I really, really had a great time. It was nice.
So, well, and what you just brought up is the people that you did get to speak to, because there's so many people there.
Yes, it's a little overwhelming.
There's so many people there, you can't talk to everyone.
No,
and you can't hang out with everyone, except for if you're doing like the group thing, like the breakfast. But even at the breakfast, we were on at our own little table, like we weren't mingling.
Yeah.
I wonder if they should have it set up so that when we do have the breakfast, that we have to stand up and walk around.
You know, I actually thought about that too, because I was listening to a new podcast that I was not listening to, which is Hello Waffles, which mm-hmm. I actually like.
Oh my God, those guys are so cute.
They're very cute. They're very similar to our kind of podcast, where they just talk about like daily stuff. That, you know, that's one of the things that they mentioned, that there's just so many people that you can't really, it's very difficult to talk to everyone, first of all. But then to even make like good connections, it takes time to get to know them, but to know everyone, or at least make connections with them. But yeah, I mean, I think that the next time in the future, I think that that's one of the things that, you know, kind of like the pizza party where everyone's sort of mingling and moving around. Like, I think the breakfast should be done like that, almost kind of like buffet style, kind of like the way they had this time, buffet style, but sort of have everyone.
We had a lot of bigger space too. I mean, yeah. that room was. So were you at like, when you went into it, from what I told you, and mm-hmm. then when you got there and you actually saw everything, like the suite, the room that we had the buffet in, the recording studio, the mm-hmm. equipment, how they ran everything. Were you expecting that, or did you think it was a lot more professional than you thought it would, like kind of like our studio? Honey, where we have popcorn and Cheetos on our computers.
Our studio is luxury in comparison to theirs.
Oh yeah, right. So were you expecting all that?
Can I get a soda, please? Thanks.
Were you expecting to see like that kind of stuff?
I have to say that I think most of the stuff, if not like in terms of the stuff that we did with regards to the podcast itself, I think that was run for the most part pretty professionally. As any event, I think, you know, I'm sure that there are things that could have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they did a good job. I mean, like the suite and stuff like that was pretty
good.
Were
you expecting the suite? I mean, were you expecting something
nice? I didn't expect that kind of suite. Like, I didn't mm-hmm. really think that there was going to be like, it was going to be like a room suite. I thought it was going to be like a room, like not a room as in a bedroom kind of suite.
Like
I thought
the banquet, it was
going to
be like
a banquet kind of like,
oh, okay.
Sort of like that.
So I love the fact that in this, and I think they have a video of this suite. I think we've had it 3 years in a row. Mm. So I love the fact that the bedroom, the biggest bedroom with the huge ass bed, is like the water cooler. Right. So everybody goes to lay on the bed and everybody talks.
Everybody talks.
Which is pretty awesome, because at one time there was like 9 or 10 people in that bed.
You know what I think?
It was fun.
And I'm going to take credit for this, if this gets done. But I think that the next time I think we should record a podcast on that bed.
On the bed?
Mm-hmm. I think that we, as Found
That
Monkeys,
should be where the confessionals are.
We
done,
should do like
inside
a confessional.
The bed.
Like close it off and then just do a confessional and have us like do the confessional on a bed mm-hmm. and have each podcaster come in there as a night goes on. That would be interesting.
That was originally where, like the first time that we had that suite, uh-huh. it was inside that room. It was just on the side.
Oh, that but, is that where like the podcasting went on, like the live
like
shows?
The confession part of
oh,
it.
Oh, the confession.
But
okay.
The banquet hall is where. Well, we've had different places for the podcasting.
Right, heard.
The first one was like the size of this room.
Oh, I heard.
Like, and that's the year that everybody almost died.
I wonder why everybody almost died, because it was the size of this room.
Ooh. Let me ask you what else.
I do have to say, there are a couple of people that I want to send shout outs to, that I met. And this is not to leave anybody else out, but these are just people that I, in my head, I want to send a,
excuse me.
I want to send a shout out to Turnip Style. Because I really, Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O., I think is his name. Or
which is podcast. Toronto.
Yeah. Those Canadian boys are awesome. I love listening to the podcast. Those are it's a new podcast that I started listening to.
Yeah. They do it naked like we're doing right now.
I'm totally.
And they jerk each other off. Ugh, isn't that crazy?
We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. Because we can't.
So, and because we'll get in trouble. And plus, my mother's downstairs. That's kind of creepy.
Oh, that's weird. And she has direct access to this room.
Exactly. and she's got like a little like side mirror that she can just stick up right.
Oh.
Anyway.
I like on X2, those guys that like spy on people under the stall.
Oh, so creepy. I've heard about
that. I kind of like it though.
Oh.
To watch it. I don't want to be involved.
Right, exactly. I want to have nothing to do with it, but I want to watch
it. Ain't nobody got time, but I'll watch it.
I want to send a shout out to them. I also want to send a shout out to the guys from Hello Waffles, which they live in San Francisco, and they actually drove, according to their podcast, because I just listened to the last one. I also want to send out a special shout out to Tyler the Latte Boy, Taffy Carla Huffington. I know she's not gonna, she doesn't listen
and
to
your man Rodan.
And Rodan, oh, he's so dreamy.
He doesn't listen to podcasts either.
I know he doesn't. But I'm sure Taylor will relay the message to both of those people. And also to the whole entire cast of It's All About Me. They are, honestly, I know we've had our little quarrels, but they're so sweet. I love Mark. I love Ed. And I love Dan. They're all so sweet. They're so nice. And they're so sweet. And they were nothing but a pleasure to meet.
And they gave me that present from my mom's
that was
really nice. It was a home, it's like a what is that, like a desk weight,
like a paperweight,
like a paperweight. And it, of course, it was the Beatles,
right?
You know, from one of their songs, but it's glass and it's really pretty.
Yeah, it's like green and like yellow,
green and brown, and
yeah
but it's really nice.
Yeah,
and
it's,
I was like,
something about like take they're very sweet people. Also, I want to send a special shout out, extra special shout out to Babalu. I love him. He is so sweet.
Isn't he nice?
Became, like besties like that. That the first night.
Well, it's because you're both Cuban.
Yeah, right. I'm not Cuban.
Mexican.
Yeah. He's Cuban. I'm Mexican.
It's all the same.
It's all Spanish. It's all Latino. we just, you know, of course, it's like most Latinos, we bond right away. It's same thing with like Joey Z in Texas, Austin. Love you. He's
oh,
so sweet.
Oh my God. Joe Z is.
I know.
Just famous. He looks famous to me. I know. I'm going to see him in a magazine. And
isn't
like,
he supposed to be coming to Chicago? Or not, but isn't he supposed to be stationed somewhere in Ohio? I heard you guys talking about it, something like that.
I don't remember. Was I drinking?
No, we were eating chicken. Maybe that's why.
Oh, the chicken strips?
Yeah, you were drunk on chicken.
Drunk and love chicken.
Stupid.
What about Baron Frosty? What do you think about him?
I was going to say Baron Frosty and Dr. P. Yummy. He's so fucking dreamy. Him too. And I love Baron Frosty and Dr. P. They're so nice. I mean, and the reason why I mentioned these particular people is because like these are the people that I actually had a long conversations with. I took the time out to really talk to them.
You took the time out, or you had just the opportunity? Because that makes it sound like, oh, I didn't fucking talk to anybody else.
No,
I didn't want to take the time out.
No. It's a combination of both. Remember the five special people?
Oh.
No, anyways. Those Mike Lawson, who I actually also, again, we got to talk to him. Especially thank you to Joe Batanz for putting together the taco tour.
Oh my God, that was so good.
And yeah, and I told him that whenever he wants to come out to Chicago or if he ever is in town, that we would curate a little taco.
We need to go to a taco stand. We know a few places.
Oh yeah.
About every single one of them, probably.
Right, exactly. Kim and Melissa,
Chris
Chris
was actually here in town, but I didn't get to meet up with her and because she was here working too. So
yeah, see, I didn't get a chance to meet Chris, but I did. She was really on my flight. Cool.
She's fucking. Chris was on her flight.
She was on my flight, but I didn't get a chance to meet her.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to meet her because which segue to the last two people that I get a chance to say thank you to, Luke and Roman, who are just they're so sweet and cute.
Luke
and
is so sweet. Cute.
Oh God, dreamy. Both of them dreamy.
Roger Belt melted into the floor when he saw Luke. He was like, oh my God. He is cute.
Yeah. But he's the one that actually pointed out Chris to me on the page. Oh. He's like, oh my God, do you know Chris? And I'm like, no, but if you're referring to the girl who was the had the blonde hair and she was at her podcasting thing, I was like, yeah, I know who you're talking you're referring to.
She's really cool.
In the airport, and she's like, oh my gosh, she's going to Chicago. And I'm like, really? I was like, that's weird. I'm like, that's so coincidental. And she's like, yeah, she's going to Chicago for work or whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's fun. But yeah, Kim, thank you so much. I don't know if you listen to our podcast.
She doesn't, but
whoever can relate us to her. Kim, thank you so much for taking me to AT&T. I love you. Next time we're in Vegas, if you come back. If you come to Chicago, we'll hook up.
Yeah.
And that's about it. If I miss anybody, thank you for taking the time out to.
And of course, 3M. Talk. 3M was just like.
Well, that's mommy from hell. Right. I love her. She told me this morning, like this morning, or last night or this morning on Facebook, she's like, you miss mommy from hell? I'm like, duh. I was like, you kept me from eating. You were trying to keep me thin. I can't complain.
Melinda
about
was
that.
Like, we're like, we're hungry. We need to go. And she's like, no.
Mind you, it was
And Roger was like, I'm fucking hungry. He was hangry. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, we didn't eat. Like, the last time we ate was like fucking 2. Mm-hmm. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. That's like 12 hours later. Well, 10, but close enough.
It is crazy just what a 2 hour difference can do to like your body, your sleeping.
And let's not talk about the shitty ass food that's in Vegas. Because I don't think we had anything that was resembled food. Anything. Nothing.
Well, everything is not. It's like restaurant food.
It's processed. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Nothing was.
What the fuck are you eating right now? A processed air puff cheese thing. So
Cheeto puff.
You don't have to go.
Flamin' Hots.
You don't have to go to Vegas to have that.
I just mean in general. Like right now, I'm snacking on this stuff. But like, if I mean normal, I mean this morning I had really, really bad food. But anyway.
You know, one thing I was thinking is there's like no Walgreens or anything around there. Like I couldn't find one that was close to us.
Didn't we go to one?
No.
Excuse me. We did because I bought the water. That's where. We went to the 7-Eleven. That's where I bought the water.
We went to the High Roller, which was really cool. I was shocked so many people could fit into one bubble, which I think more people could have actually fit in there.
Oh, yeah, because we definitely had a lot of room in there.
But what's interesting about this.
You were rocked off your ass. One. One. He was, I couldn't stand up because I started to freak out a little bit because as we continue to get higher, I was like, I can't. I started to get like a little dizzy because I looked down and I was getting a little freaked out. And this bitch was a little drunk and she could not stand up. So she's like, "Ooh, I'm getting a little oozy." And she had to sit her ass down. I'm sitting next to, so I have Ricky to my right and I have Taffy to my left. Because she doesn't like heights. So she's sitting to my left freaking the fuck out. I'm like.
She was in the middle, so she couldn't really see.
Right. She was in the middle of where we were sitting, but she was to my left and he was to my right. And I'm like, oh my God, if we die, I'm sitting next to two useless ass people.
I was just looking out the window. I mean, I was just kind of like fascinated by it.
It is first, it was fascinating.
Because it almost takes a whole hour to go all the way around. Secondly, what's interesting about this ride. Is that on one side, all you see is a big ass parking lot.
Oh my God, that's
I'm
so
like,
funny.
That's so beautiful. And then on the other side, you can see all the hotels and stuff. But then I was like, oh my God, if everybody's on one side, what keeps this thing from like breaking off, you know?
Well, I think it's pretty reinforced, but
it was cool. I liked it.
It was really fun. I did like it. And I It was. It's a very strange. It's a very strange thing to see. I don't know. I think maybe because it was going really slow, and it's not. You're not. It's not open to the, like the air. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like let the air go through. So
it's just inside. A big glass bubble.
So it's kind of like you. I don't know. I felt really weird in there.
I know you kept asking, "Are we at the top yet? Are we at the top yet?" I'm like. We haven't even gotten halfway up into the air yet.
Yeah, I don't like because I was freaking out. I'm telling you, I was like,
see that bar up there? That means we're halfway into the air. And you're like, oh,
yeah. It was for some reason I kept freaking out. But it was fun. I wish I would have like. I think it was because I was a little drunk. I think if I wasn't drunk, I think I would have been a little bit more not as afraid of getting up and walking.
Mark and Ed, got the limousine things for us to take to
thank you. That for was doing fun. That was,
and then we had a pole in ours, and I think there might be a video of me dancing on it. But then we we also had like a sing along on the way back.
Oh my god!
And Luke put his iPod on, and wait, we were singing.
What was the song?
It is that girl.
The bass?
Is that the bass? Yeah, all about that bass. About that bass. No, yeah,
I hate that song. And like it was so funny is that the one when Pookie went to pick me up.
Oh, that was
that like, fucking song was playing on. I was like, oh, God. I was like, I know this song. Oh, that's the reason why I know it.
Like, but I don't. And did we go straight to bed when we got there? I don't remember like that night at all. Like, did we go to bed? Straight to bed or
no we went eat? To eat because that was when mommy from hell was keeping me from eating
and she got stuck in a different car than us.
Uh-huh.
But
so remember because we wanted I yelled at you for wanting to wait because okay so
oh yeah because we wanted to wait for her.
So it's 2 o'clock in the morning, we get back to the hotel, it's two
which
o'clock
is actually
in the
4 in the morning
so it's 4 o'clock in the morning Chicago time, it's 2 o'clock in the morning over there, it's getting later because it wasn't actually 2 o'clock, it was like 2:30. And we get to the hotel and we get out of the limo. Everyone is like either going back to the room or they're going to get something to eat. And I'm starving at this point. And I'm like, I need something to soak up the liquor. Not that I drank a lot, but I was starting to get like, it was starting to get to that point where you're like kind of getting a little hungover and you're still kind of like drunk a little bit. And since I hadn't drank in a long time, it's like that my level is like off because I can get drunk in one drink. I'm like, whoa, this is like oozy. I'm like,
because you're a white girl on the inside.
I got white girl wasted.
Yeah.
And I was like, we need to go eat. And he's like, well, let's wait for Melinda. And I'm like, oh my god, this is not
where did we
happening.
Eat?
We ate McDonald's. Remember?
I don't remember that.
Remember because we went.
What
up
did
there.
I eat?
Because it was breakfast, remember? It was half breakfast, half... It was a late menu.
I don't even remember what I got.
Okay, so wait a minute. So he's like, but what if she... But she's coming. She'll be here in a minute. I'm like...
Oh, and then she came up behind us after...
Yeah. Yeah, and okay. Then I was like, no, we need to go now. And he's like, okay. And I can't remember who was standing there. But someone was standing there, and I was like, just tell Melinda when she comes off of the thing that we're going to be at McDonald's, that we'll wait for over there. And he was like, okay.
Oh, that was Ed.
Yeah, that was Ed. Was he on our bus? Yeah, because he was on our bus. Yeah. Right. He was like, okay, I'll tell her. So we walk back. So we go up to the McDonald's, and we get to the line, and the line was long. And I remember Ricky goes to me. He's like, oh my god. He's like, it's so late. They transferred it over to breakfast. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, it's fucking 2:30 in the morning.
There were so many people there.
The line was super long. Which, by the way, a fucking ghetto-ass hotel. Oh, my God. Let's talk about that ghetto-ass hotel.
I don't think it's ghetto.
Well, it's ghetto. It's really ghetto.
We did. Next year, we'll need a colder room.
I don't know if
Melinda's gonna have to bring she's gonna have to bring her her sleeping bag. Her Tundra sleeping bag. Because
oh my god, poor Melinda. It was not cold enough.
It was not cold enough.
No.
And Roger every morning was up at like 5:30. And I'm like, all I see is like I'm like, oh, it's the sun. No, it's his iPhone. He's just reading away.
It was the sun from my iPhone.
I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? He's like, I'm reading the news. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And I'm sitting there, of course, I'm like, I did just take, swiping away.
I did take my CPC medicine.
Oh my God. Which
that really jacked me up because I was taking it at the wrong times. And
right. Because like whenever you took it, it would be twice the hour. Like, the, oh God. But that's the thing about.
Didn't you say it was, or Melinda, and you said you knew when it was kicking in because it would just be like.
Fast forward to us going back to our room with McDonald's. This bitch doesn't even wait for me to eat my food. He like scarfs down his food. He gets like a, I think you got like fries and a cheeseburger.
Oh yeah, because I didn't want a whole.
You didn't want a whole meal,
right?
And you didn't want a quarter. I think because they only had like quarter pounders. Like they have a very selective meal, meals on the menu. And you're like, I'm gonna get this, this, and I'm like, all right. So I'm like,
oh, I got an M&M Blizzard. Or M&M. Yeah. Oh, I ate the shit out of that.
As we're sitting in a 60-degree room, and we're sitting in there, and he's munching away on that fucking ice cream, and I'm like eating. And didn't Melinda get a burger too?
No, I don't think she got anything. No, or she got fries, maybe. I don't know. Oh. She got something from somewhere.
I can't remember what she got, but anyways.
I think she was eating dried peaches.
She was eating fucking something dry. Mm-hmm. And so we're sitting there, and he like finishes his ice cream, and then he takes his sleepy sleep medicine.
I think I took it before.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think you may have taken it right when we got to the room. Yeah. Oh my God, this bitch was like, blah, 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 blah. And having a conversation with you while... After you take that medication was like having a conversation with the wall.
One-sided.
It was fucking one-sided like a motherfucker. I would expect you to laugh, and I would laugh for you. Just so I can get a reaction. And be like, right? That's funny. Yeah. It's like, motherfucker.
And I didn't snore that bad, apparently. Oh. I did pretty good.
No.
Melinda said it wasn't that bad.
That night you didn't. But the other fucking nights, oh my God.
Oh, please. It wasn't that bad. Oh. Melinda said she was fine.
Oh my God. Yeah, because she was over there fucking asphyxiating herself.
Asphyxiating with all of her pillows.
It looked like a ghost was trying to make her choke.
You couldn't even tell she was laying in bed. Like, there were so many blankets and so many pillows.
It literally looked like someone stuffed the bed to make it look like someone was laying in it. I kind of slightly felt bad for her because I really thought I was gonna wake up and she was gonna be an icicle.
She's like, my lips are purple.
I swear to God, she was so.
But it wasn't even cold in there.
No, it's still kind of hot. And speaking of hot, oh my God! So I sneakily turned down the air conditioner in RT Cruisers because
it was 76 in his room.
Fuck that shit. Can't do it. So on Monday, Melinda and Ricky both left. So I had to find a room to stay in or rent a room for the night. And so I ended up finding RT Cruiser had an extra bed. And so I asked him if I could stay in his room.
It was awesome.
Yeah, which was really nice of him. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And so I stayed with him for the night. We walked in there to drop off our bags because Melinda wanted to drop off her bags before she left because she left a little later than Ricky did. And I, of course, didn't want to walk around with my bag because I was staying another night. So he took us back to his room and we walked in and it was 70 fucking 6 degrees in that fucking room. That was just the air conditioner. That's not even what the fucking degrees in the room were. We walked in there and it was like Auschwitz up in there.
It's too soon for that. I don't think there was a lot of sweating going on in there.
There wasn't enough time for sweating.
No.
Ooh, that was awful. I love all my two friends. But anyways, so it was really hot. So when I got back to the room, he wasn't there. So I was like, boop, 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 boop. I was like, I turned it down to like 67 because I didn't want him to be like, oh. I was like, but that's fucking 10 degrees. I'm like, this motherfucker need to be 10 degrees more. But I'm like, I'm not going to, I don't want him to like freeze out or whatever. And so I turned it down and he didn't say anything, which was good. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he noticed. I don't know if he was like,
fucking asshole.
It's like, it's fucking cold in here. I was like, but he didn't say anything. So I was like, okay, I think he maybe didn't notice, or he also was hot and just was like, okay, feels good in here. But he didn't say anything. So I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, whew. I'm like, I should turn it down a little bit more, but I didn't want to freeze him out. So I'm like, I was fine. Cause after I got acclimated to the room, it was fine. But yeah, it was really hot when we got in there. I was like, oh, hell fucking no. This shit's got to go down. Down.
Down, down, down.
Down. Down. So, yeah, it was fun. I hate Vegas. Like, Vegas itself, it's not one of the places that I would normally go to. And it's not a place that I enjoy being in because it's not one of those places that I just said, I don't gamble. Mm-hmm. And the shows are kind of expensive if you're just going like fast, like, and I didn't have enough time to like really plan out a show. So
we didn't spend a lot of time outside anyway.
No,
we were,
no,
we'd never,
I don't think we ever left the hotel other than going to
the High Roller.
I think the High Roller, the Taco Tour, and to the Apple Store. That was three times that we went.
Oh yeah,
out.
We went to the Apple Store, but we'll talk about that in the next show. So anything else you have to say about Pride 48?
No, but well, I just want to say that
I like this year's shirt.
Yeah, I do like the shirt. It looks really cool.
I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine too.
You're not.
No.
That's not.
Yeah.
Pride 48. That's Puma.
Yeah. You're lying.
Learn your English.
No.
Learn your
I do
English.
Have to say though that I do encourage our fans and listeners to come out.
All our fans.
All five of our fans. Two of which were there.
And one of them which is on.
Right. Ooh, that bitch is running. I do have to say that you guys really, really, if you have the opportunity, come out and see not only us but all the other podcasts. It's a lot of fun. It's great to meet all the other people. Sometimes, you know, it can be overwhelming, but I think everyone is, for the most part, very, very welcoming. And there's a certain camaraderie. I can't say that word.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, that. that is very, like, it's like a family. It's a very dysfunctional family. It's a motley crew, really. And we get along and we don't get along and we love each other and we hate each other all at the same time. And it's nice because that is what family does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chosen family, and it's nice and it's welcoming. And I think that as listeners like Joe and RT, you know, who are our listeners, that they don't have their own podcast, they just come to see it. I think they're a testament that they have fun and they enjoy coming. And you know, it was really nice to hear when they got up on stage to kind of give their own testimonials as to what we as podcasters have provided for them as listeners. That's really nice to hear. I was telling my mom, you know, it was really strange to kind of hear that. And I was explaining to her about one of the listeners that was there, and I can't remember, his name is escaping me right now. Anyway, but he was just kind of like
Anthony.
Anthony?
Andy? Anthony.
Anthony.
No, not Ant. I think it's Anthony.
Anthony?
From Texas, right?
I think so. But he was very nice. Him and all the other listeners as well. But you know, as a podcaster, as a newbie, and not having to hear that before, it's really strange to hear someone tell you what you've done for them. And so I was explaining to my mom, I'm like, it's really weird when they tell you, oh my God, you kind of changed my life. Like, you've helped me do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, and I wonder if, and I was telling her, I wonder if this is the same thing that if I was like, I know that
to
I'm
be Janet
certainly
Jackson.
Right. I'm certainly not at those levels, and we're not, none of us are at that level. But I'm saying, but I think that it, I wonder if it feels that way for those people that are at those levels when we as fans fan out to them, you know, right. Like, oh my God, you do this for me and blah, blah, blah. Like, so it just, it's weird. I don't know how to take it. I appreciate it. It humbles me, but it is strange to have someone come up to me and be like,
it's really weird. Sometimes.
It is really weird. Like, so I don't know. It's, but it is very nice to hear that. And it's nice that we can provide that for them as other podcasters provided for us. So, but I encourage you guys to visit and come.
Well, I definitely had a good time. I mean, I've been to all of them, so yeah. I kind of, you know, I meet the same people. It's nice to meet new people also. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll definitely go back again.
I know that you don't, I know that you've kind of been on hiatus from listening to podcasts because of everything that's been going on, but any new podcasts that you are maybe potentially going to listen to, you don't have to name any names, but
I thought we're going to keep this positive.
I didn't say who you were dropping.
I actually haven't added any, and I also haven't listened to any, so I'm going to work on it, I promise. It's just, it's hard. The job that I have now requires a lot of concentration. So it's either listen to a podcast and fuck up all my work, or not listen to podcasts and be good at my work.
Right.
So I'm going to work on it.
And it is, you know, and I will have to say, it is hard to listen to podcasts outside of that kind of like focus or time. Because I don't listen to podcasts at home.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I just don't. Yeah. Unless I'm like driving, then I'll maybe throw it on and listen to it a little bit. But yeah, I don't. I agree.
All right. So we have anything else to say about Pride 48? We're going to end this because we have a show all about our new friends.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to talk about that in the next episode.
Anything else you want to add about Pride 48?
I had a really good time. I love seeing everyone. You know, I was like, kind of like, this year I was kind of like, I don't know why, but I wasn't as excited as previous years. But mm-hmm. I think it's just because the kind of stuff I've been through the past mm-hmm. couple months.
Yeah.
But of course, at the end, I was sad and I didn't want to leave.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to, like, be like, oh, my God, Melinda, why don't you come sit beside me while I eat next to Tony? She's going to come to Chicago, though. She said she already told her husband, I'm fucking going to Chicago. So.
Wait, before we end this, we have to talk about two things. The stories about her husband. I feel so bad for him.
Why?
Because she left when he was, like, sicky sick.
Oh, yeah. But didn't we talk about that? He had salmonella. She accidentally, well, I don't know if it was her, but had salmonella.
Let's put the disclaimer out there. She purposely poisoned him. Right. Just kidding.
What was the other two things? What was the other thing?
And the fact that she David Hasselhoffed her, that fucking pizza.
Oh my God. That was the best thing
I
ever.
I think that should be the, I will send you the picture. I think that should be the cover for this. Yes.
Oh my God. How did all this get all over the floor? You, David Hasselhoff, you got that all over the floor. Oh, that's the next morning.
She had the fucking nerve to say that. Why is there pepperoni and sausage all over my bed?
Oh, right. She was laying in it.
Why is there sauce on my shirt? Oh, I'm not going to be able to get this out. Bitch, because you, David Hasselhoff, the shit out of that pizza last night. Oh, my God.
Let me see the picture. Do you have it?
I think so.
Hold is it on there? I need to see the picture. And it's going to be our album art.
Oh, my God. You have no fucking... seriously, when you guys look at this picture, it's unbelievably the best thing ever. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. She is going to be mortified, but that's okay.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
On the next show, we're going to talk about our new devices, us going to get the device. And we are looking into doing some videos for YouTube, which will only be for YouTube. So that means you'll actually have to go there and watch them or search for them. And we're still working on that. So we will find out what happens with that. Let's
see. I sent it to your phone.
Oh, okay.
So you can put there's two of them.
Let's see.
I think the second one is perfect.
She's gotten the so second good. One yet, but
Melinda,
the
we love you so much. She is gonna be mortified.
Oh my god, it's the best.
This is the reason why you don't. This is the reason why you keep the friends that you keep around you at night.
I can't. Cookie Monster. All right, we gotta go because that shit's funny. And I'll.
On that note.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky. Jesus.
And this is Angelina Jolie.
Well, that's not who you said at the beginning. You said Roger.
No, I said Angelina Jolie.
Okay. All right. We will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.